Tonight we're going to explore together one of the shortest prakim of all of Tehillim, the 13th parak. It's one that many of us have been saying. I know it is one of the prakim that the women of our kehillah said as a group last Thursday night at Chalbik. It's one of the shortest prakim. It's exceptionally powerful. All of Tehillim is powerful. And it, as we'll see, it speaks remarkably to a number of facets of where Klal Yisrael is at right now, what we've been experiencing the last couple of weeks. Hopefully, as is the goal of all of these shiurim, of this particular Wednesday night Nach series, hopefully to add more depth of thought and feeling to the saying of Tehillim. I want to explore the parak together. Maybe we'll begin with a framework from Feivel Meltzer, the son of Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, brother-in-law of Aaron Cutler. So we'll open our exploration of the parak with his sort of framework, and then we'll move from there to share two or three thoughts. Two or three of the insights that the Midrash and the Shochar Tov Yalkut Shimoni have in the Parak. And I want to wrap things together by looking at the Parak as a whole with two 19th century Talmid Chachamim. Three. The Malbim, Rabbi Isaac Varka, and Rabbi Chaim Brisker. Feivel Meltzer, so he points out, let's just begin by looking at the Pesukim. There are not that many of them. Adonai Hashem tishkacheni netzach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until when? For how much longer will you forget me? Forever. Adonai tastir svanach mimeni. For how much longer will you hide your face from me? Adonai ashis eitzos benafshi. How much longer will I have to think of solutions for my nefesh? Yagam vilvavi yomam is sadness in my heart during the day, throughout the day. There are copies if you want. For how much longer will my enemy raise his head above me? Habita aneni Hashem Elokai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, answer me. Ha'ira enai. Enlighten my eyes. Peni shana mavas lesai. Sleep the death. Penyomar oivi yichaltiv. Lest my enemy say, I bested him. Saraya gilu ki emot. My enemies will be glad when I fall apart, if I fall apart. And the closing pasuk, v'ani b'chastecha batachti, I have bitachan in your chesed, yagel libi b'shuasecha. My heart is glad in your saving, in your salvation, your Yeshua. Ashira l'Hashem ki gama alai. I will sing to Kadosh Baruch Hu because he has taken care of me. So as I said before, it's a very brief parak. It's a very, very powerful parak. A few things that hit us right away, and Feivel Meltzer sort of helps us to begin to think about the structure. One thing that strikes us right away is we've thought in the past, the two parakim we learned previously about, you know, who's speaking. Here it's very clear. It's one person speaking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a single, the whole way through is Lashon Yachid. I am speaking to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is absolute clarity about that. And in the first two psukim, the same phrase is repeated four times. Ad Ana. Ad Ana, Ad Ana. How for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Until when? And Feivel Meltzer points out there are other ways of saying that in Hebrew. You would expect variation. Adana, halanetzach, halaolam, admosai. It's just pounding, staccato. Adana, adana, such power. And then he also speaks about the range of emotions. There are three different approaches that we're hearing. It begins with questioning. With questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where are you? For how much longer? You're forgetting me. high in your face. Psukim Beis and Gimel. And then the next segment, the middle segment, Psukim Dalet and Hay, so shifts from complaining, from asking questions, to davening. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, see me, answer me, enlighten me. And he explains in Pasuk Hay, please do this, because otherwise if you don't take care of me, what are the Oivim going to do? What are the Oivim going to say? And then finally, the last Pasuk, after Tluna and then Bakasha, is a sense of a positive turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A sense of Bitachon, a sense of Gila. And ironically, in the previous Pasuk, he was worried that the Tsarim, that my enemies will experience Tsaraya Gilu Kiemot. But in the final Pasuk, he begins to experience a Gila, and even can see himself in Shira. A remarkable sort of three different moods. And he describes it very poetically, if I don't know, sir, as, you know, you feel like the first, those Sukkim Beis and Gimel, is a storm. Ad-ana, it almost sounds like you're batting down the hatches and you're hearing the bolts of lightning and the rain pounding against the windows. And then the middle psukim, Dalin and Hay, it's sort of like the quiet. There's a quiet. Habita aneni Hashem Elokai ha'ira einai. And then finally, it's as though the sun comes out and is shining in the last pasuk. Ani b'chastecha b'tachti avili b'vishua secha. Ashira l'Hashem ki gamal alai. Which is a pasuk that we sing. Pasuk that gives us strength. So what do we see in these psukim? A lot of power, a lot of emotion, a very direct, I've spoken in the past about how one of the hallmarks of Tehillim is a Jew in conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here it's very, very clear and it's very direct. And I noticed earlier today, Feivel Meltzer's introduction to Tehillim overall, he talks about how almost all of Tanakh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly speaking to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us through the Navi. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Musar. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising to take care of us. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeing the best in us. But throughout the Tanakh, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. And Tehillim is man speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, human being speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here it's very directly so. And we've spoken in the past of how Tehillim, you see, it's almost invariably a human speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in a variety of moods. So here's sort of an interesting collection. The stormy Kadosh Baruch Hu, why? Until when? And then the prayerful Bakashos. And then finally, the hopeful. When the sun comes out. So let's, I want, as I said before, I want to share a couple of insights of the Medrash. And then we'll move to look at the Perek as a whole through the eyes of the Malbim, Rabbi Isaac Varka, and Rabbi Chaim Brisker. Rashi comments on this Ad-Ana. Notice the same phrase again and again and again and again, four times in a row. Very, very striking. So Rashi makes a comment. Rashi does not have a lot to say in this parak. Rashi makes a comment, Arba pa'avim keneged arba malchios. There's the four Ad-Anas, the four until when, refer to the four times that Klal Yisrael has gone into Galus over the course of Jewish history. B'shvil Klal Yisrael Nemar. This was said for the entire Jewish people. What does it mean? It's been said for the entire Jewish people. So it means, number one, this understanding that the foursome at the beginning refers to four different points that we've been in Galus over the course of our history, now and in the past, in Bavel and Yavon. So that means that this isn't, sometimes you look at a parak and tell me, try to figure out, you know, when was this said, about what event was this said. Rashi's telling us, if that opening phrase repeated four times to speak to four different points over the course of the trajectory of Jewish history that we've been in Galus, it means this is, it may be in singular, But it's not just David HaMelech speaking. L'amanatzeach mizmar l'David. But this is every single Jew speaking at throughout the centuries. It's relevant now. It was relevant 2,500 years ago. Rashi is quoting Midrashim. If you look in the Shochar Tov, which is a Medrash on Tehillim, you look in the Yalkut Shimoni, which is a collection of Midrashim running throughout the Tanakh. So you come across two interesting perspectives. So number one, this idea of the Dal Malchios, so that already appears in the Midrashim. Rashi is quoting it from the Midrashim. And it means that the feelings we see here and the reactions and the questions, specifically, it's the Adana, more than anything else, it's these sorts of questions, Kodesh Baruch Hu, why, for how long, and what's the plan, and where is this going? And I don't understand. So these are feelings that we have and questions that we have, and these are feelings and questions that the Jews have grappled with throughout Jewish history, throughout Golios that we have had. And then the Medrash makes an interesting link, because the second pasuk of the Adonas, Adana ishis itzos benafshi, yagon b'levavi yomam. For how much longer, until when will I have to figure out itzos for my nefesh? Figure out a strategy for my nefesh. How do you translate that? So the Medrash understands that that means I'm reduced to I need to strategize for how to protect my nefesh. I'm strategizing for how to keep mitzvahs under difficult circumstances. And b'chol vavachol v'chol nafshachol v'chol maodecha, we learn the end of brachas is a reference to the mesiras nefesh that a Jew sometimes has to have. To keep mitzvahs under the most risky circumstances. So and the Medrash says that's adana ashes etzos benafshi, that I'm sometimes in situations where I be most or nefesh to keep mitzvahs, and the Medrash says ulakach nemar, and that's why you have the four adanas that reference the Dal Malchus. Meaning, I think it's not only that throughout the Golios over the course of the centuries, this has come at us, that we've been in these situations, that we've had these feelings, that we've had these questions, but it's also true that in terms of our response, Klal Yisrael's spiritual strength, our Mesiras Nefesh, has recurred again and again and again throughout all the Golios. The Golos Bavel and the present Golos, and in between, our response of Ad Ana Ashes Eitzos Benafshi has also been a constant, has also been something that strength that we've had, with that spiritual strength we've had with us throughout. And one more comment of the Medrash. This is, I believe, both in the Shochar Tov and in the Yalkut Shimoni, in the last pasuk. Ani b'chastecha batachti yagel libi b'shuasecha. Ashir el Hashem ki gamal alai. So you notice there are two words in that last pasuk, the Medrash points out, that are yours. The Jew and the David, and as we said, Jews throughout, Bishvil Kol Yisrael Nemar, the Jew who's speaking is referencing two things that are yours, Hashem. What are the two things that are yours? Chastecha and Yeshuasra. I need b'chastecha b'tachte, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have b'tachan, I'm relying on your chesed, Yageli be, and my heart is glad in your Yeshua. The Medrash says, well, chastecha means it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chastei Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows chesed to us. The Medrash quotes Rabbi Abahu, an Amora who's familiar to us from halachic discussions in the Talmud Bavli, but I believe he has a disproportionate footprint in the Bereishis Rabbah and a number of other Midrashim. Rabbi Abahu says, it's interesting, you would have expected to hear Yageli bi Bishua. See, chesed is God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing his chesed to us. But you would have expected, perhaps, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving us, it means that's our salvation. He's saving me. So, I could have imagined that would be Yageli bi bishua si. When you show chesed, and I am therefore saved, I am happy. What is bishua secha? So the Medrash says, quotes Rabbi Abahu, Amar David, Yeshua seinu, who he, Yeshua so. That when we're saved, he's saved. Now, I'll be pshuto, perhaps Yeshua secha means when you save me. But the Medrash is pointing out that there's another layer of meaning. That you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be saved when we are saved. Well, what does that mean? Right. So I think it means the following. The opening pasuk, the introduction. Ad'an Hashem tishkacheni natzach. Ad'an atastiris panecha imeni. Speak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for how much longer are you going to hide your face? And that's a concept that appears. We've thought about this together in the past. The concept that appears more than once at the end of Chumash of Hester Panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us through Moshe Rabbeinu, there will be times in Jewish history when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose to hide his face. Anochi Haster Astir Panai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sometimes hide his face. And that's a scary time. And we'll explore that soon a bit more. But at the same time, the closing pasuk is pointing out that there's another concept about what it's like, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Galus. On the one hand, we sometimes experience that he's high in his face. And at the same time, the Midrashim have a notion, also based on the language of the Psukim. Psukim sometimes talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming back with us. Not just bringing us back, but coming back with us. So the language that some of the Midrashim have is Shechinta Begalusa. When Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us into Galus, he doesn't just send us into Galus, but he is, as it were, in Galus with us. The Gemara in Chagiga interprets Psukim. The Mistarim Tivka Nafshin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, crying over the course of the centuries of Galus when Jewish pride is trampled upon, when the pride of the Jewish religion is trampled upon. So the Gemara goes on, I think it's Davhein Chagiga at some length, that in public, so to speak, you can't necessarily tell that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, but in private, the Mistarim, Tivka Nafshi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying with us. Even if we can't always see it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, experiencing pain over our galus. And one of the images that the Midrashim see in the Pesukim and Chumash is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, with us. He's also in galus. In HaKisei Shalom, in HaShem Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus in this world is not complete when Klal Yisrael are in galus. He mentioned Shabbos Bereishis. The Rambam talks about that when the Jewish army is fighting a war, they're fighting to protect Jewish lives, and they're also fighting for the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're fighting for Kiddush Hashem. So that, I believe, is what this Medrash is understanding, that final pasuk. On the one hand, we experience Hester Panim, Adana Tastiras Panachim Anim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding his face from us. We don't notice him. But at the same time, we don't notice him when we're in the depth of Galus. At the same time, we might not notice him, but he is, so to speak, very much with us. Not only that he is managing us from a distance, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in Galus. L'yageli bi b'yeshua secha. That it's our Yeshua is his Yeshua, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, puts himself into Galus with us and will come back with us when he brings us back. Yeah.
I think that first pasuk, Adam Hashem Tishkocheni Netzach, Adam Tastir, almost alludes to the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in Galus. Otherwise, the order seems out of place. Adam Hashem Tishkocheni Netzach means he's gone forever. And then we follow that, but I know Tastiris Panechemi many doesn't make sense. It almost is indicating that even when B'nai Yisrael are at the nadir of their relationship with Hashem and they can have a moment's thought that he's gone forever, no, then they pull back and say, No, I recognize it. You don't recognize it's only Hester Panechemi for the
show. Oh, that's very beautiful. Even in the initial Prayal is saying, even the initial expression of Hester Panim, we see even in Hester Panim, that it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there, but hidden. Yeah, I want to take a look at that pasuk. Let's recap where we've been so far, and then I actually want to come back to that pasuk, because that pasuk will pivot us to the second half. Where we've been so far, then we'll take another question. Where we've been so far is with the through the eyes of Feivel Meltzer, we had a chance to sort of lay the, get an initial sense of the landscape of this parak. The single voice speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout, and the almost staccato power, the same phrase again and again, ad ana, ad ana, ad ana, ad ana, and at the same time sort of the shift from stage to stage to stage, from the questioning to the pleading to the positivity, from the storm to the quiet to the sunshine. And then we saw some of the comments of the Midrashim. Rashi had referenced the Midrash that the Ad'ana is an echo of the four different Galios that Klal Yisrael have experienced over the centuries, which Rashi already points out means that this Midrash transcends any one time period. And it perhaps also sort of gives us a sense of wholeness, that the as much as every Galus was a different time, and a different century, and a different nationality that was our enemy at that point. But there are commonalities, and the commonalities, as we saw, are from both sides. On one hand, we have experienced the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent our way. We've had the same feelings, the same questions. The content of this mizmar has been relevant throughout. But also, not only the things that have happened to us, but the way in which we have responded. The Medrash says, the Dal Malchio speaks to the fact that we've had that Mesiras Nefesh, that we stood up, and we had spiritual strength in the face of Galus. That's also been constant. And then we spoke about the comment of Rabbi Abahu in the Medrash, that connecting the, appreciating the Yeshua Secha, that the Yeshua Secha speaks to the fact that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself who will, so to speak, experience the Yeshua also. When we have Yeshua, he'll have Yeshua, and suggesting that means that that's a reference to the concept of Shechinta Begalusa, and suggesting that that's a powerful counterpoint to the opening pasuk. On the one hand, there's a Hester Panim, but at the end of the parak, part of what we're saying is, yes, there's a Hester Panim, but there's also Shechinta Begalusa. That much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels so far away, and he seems so absent when we're in the particular depth of the particularly dark time in Galus, at the same time that he seems so absent, he's not only keeping track of us, but he's actually alongside us. He's, so to speak, kivayachal experience, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to experience Galus with us. He's very much holding our hands, even though part of the experience is that we don't see it, we don't feel it. Yeah. There are many references throughout Chumash to this idea of Shechinta Begalusa. Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, that's what when we say maybe Goel in Shmon Esrei. The difference between to take, to bring, and to send is if you're bringing, that means you're standing on the same side that you bring it to yourself. Right? To send a Goel would be Hashem is sending it to somewhere else. To be maybe Goel means Hashem is bringing it to himself.
He's on the same side of the desk, so to speak.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very powerful. Those who say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, I don't know how popular it is in our Kehillah, but if you say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, maybe you will now. One of the last paragraphs in Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, and when the stanza ends, Yashiv lo nemar ikim v'shav v'ki beitz. Yashiv lo nemar, Pasuk doesn't just say HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back, ikim v'shav v'ki beitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will come back. He'll come back together with us. Another reference to this idea of the Shechinta Begalusa. The Shechina itself, so to speak, is in Galus. I want to go back to that first pasuk, the first phrase where Prayel had pointed us back even before the Hester Panim, to the Ad Ana Tishkacheni. And there's something that the Mefarshim deal with, and I think it launches us, now that we sort of saw an overall picture of the Perek and saw some of the concepts that the Medrash raises of the tying together the Galios in terms of our experience, tying together the Galios in terms of our Mesiras Nefesh, and the balancing, counterpointing the Hester Panim with the Shechinta Begalusa. There's a question in the opening phrase that I think will open us up to look at the parak as a whole, see how the Malbim unpacks the whole parak in a very powerful way, and that will bring us to a comment of Rabbi Zagvarka, and a closing comment of Reb Chaim Brisker. Adonai Hashem tishkacheni netzach. Until when, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will you forget me forever? So Reb Priya points out, this is like, tishkacheni netzach, netzach. It's almost ironic. Until when will you forget me forever? Well, if it's forever, there's not a question of until when. So obviously this is said in intense pain. The Rishonim are bothered, as is their want. They don't ask the kasha, they just give a pirush that's obviously trying to solve it. But the Rishonim are clearly bothered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget. What do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forgetting? So a number of Rishonim say, Ibn Ezra says, Radak says, they say in different words, but it's the same, the gist is the same. Kadosh Baruch, Ibn Ezra says, Kadosh Baruch, if you leave me in Galus longer, people will say that you've forgotten me. It'll look as though you've forgotten me. It'll seem as though you've forgotten me. Again, addressing this question, Kadosh Baruch isn't forgetting, but it's going to look as though. Mitzuras David seems to take a different approach. The chitzish kachay netzach. It's rhetorical. Of course you're not forgetting me. You're not forgetting me. So what's going on? Again, just a question. Like, how do I make? I mean, I know you're not forgetting me, but it seems as though you are. Well, are you forgetting me? Rhetorically. But there's a third approach in the Malbim. The Malbim says, and coming back to Rabbi Prail's point of trying to make sense to sort of the two halves of that Pasuk Beis. The Malbim says that when we feel distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the time of Galus, so it can come in one of two flavors. And that Pasuk Beis is laying out two different flavors. Shishkacheni and Tastir Espanecha, we'll explain in a moment. The Malbim suggests that duality, those two different tracks, two different options, so to speak, of different two different flavors of feeling distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're recurring. The whole Mizmar, he argues, is going back and forth between this experience and that experience. What are the two experiences of feeling remote from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, I might feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgot me, or I might feel that Kadosh Baruch Hu forgot me, or I might feel that Kadosh Baruch Hu is hiding his face. Sounds like the same thing. Malbim says, no, it's not. He says, means I feel like Kadosh Baruch Hu is not being mashkiach on me. Now, we know what Kadosh Baruch Hu is. But he Malbim doesn't say, well, it's going to seem to other people as though. And the Malbim also doesn't say, the Mitzvah is David, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, clearly you haven't forgotten me. He doesn't mention the Ramban or the Rambam explicitly. The Ramban in this week's Parsha and elsewhere develops the idea that there's a sliding scale of Ashkacha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages the entire universe, and specifically HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages all of humanity, and is involved in our lives, but at the same time, Rabban writes in the sixth parasha that the more I bring myself close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more I align myself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more direct HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement will be in my life. There's a sliding scale of Ashkacha Pratis. It's not just yes or no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in everyone's lives, but the more I bring myself close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I seek at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I seek to align, to make choices that align with the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to live. So he will in turn be that much more hands-on, so to speak, in my life. So the Malbim says, again, not directly referencing the Ramban, but I assume that's part of what's in his thinking. He says, sometimes I feel like, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking a step back. It's a more of a general hashkacha, but it's not, you know, I feel like Kadosh Baruch Hu is not as hands-on. He's still overseeing, but it's not as hands-on. And then sometimes I might feel that Kadosh Baruch Hu is very hands-on, in a very painful way. The Rama says, Adana Taistiyas Panecha Imeni is, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I feel like you're punishing me. I feel like you're very hands-on, and I feel like you're punishing me. You're looking away and punishing me. And the Malba goes on to say that the next pasuk also. The next pasuk also. On the one hand, on the other hand, if I'm experiencing a sense of shikha, I feel as though Kadosh Baruch Hu has somewhat forgotten me, as though Kadosh Baruch Hu sort of took a step back and isn't as directly hands-on involved with me. So that's why Ana Ashes Eitzos Benavshi. Yagon Bilavavi Yomam. I feel like I have to fend for myself. I'm freaking out all the Eitzos on my own. I feel like, you know. Yagon Bilavavi Yomam. Sadness in my heart during the day. Come back to that phrase in a moment. And then he says, if it's the other experience, the second experience, the Hester Panim, I feel like Kadosh Baruch Hu, it is very directed at me, but directed at me in an onesh fashion. Adara yarim oivi alai. For how much longer am I going to suffer with you're sending these enemies at me? Now, the second half of Pasuk Gimel is the Hester Panim. I feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in onesh mode. There's a charon af. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hands on in a very frightening way. So for how much longer? For how much longer are you going to be master panim? For how much longer are you going to be sending oivim my way? The first half of the pasuk is the tishkacheni. I feel like I'm on my own. I have to work it on my own. Ashes etzos benafshi. I have to take care of everything on my own. I have to strategize myself. And how do you make sense of yagon bilavavi yomam? I feel I'm sadness during the day. Sadness during the day. So Malbim says something fascinating. And when I read this Malbim, it reminded me of a Chassidus Shavart on Parshas Bereishis. He says, when a Jew feels like a shikchas Hashem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of like stepped away and he's not as directly involved in my life, it might be yomam. It might be daytime. Meaning like it might be things are working well. Like physically speaking, I feel like, life is, and not always, but I might feel like, stuff is working. But I'm still sad. He says, because, physically maybe it's daytime, but I feel sad because I feel alone. Because I feel like Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't with me. So yeah, like maybe certain things are working out well, but like there's no satisfaction in it. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is far. And it reminded me of a comment I had to find this. It's Rav Isaac Varka. Comments on the Nachash. The Nachash, in the aftermath of Eitz Hadas, so everyone gets their punishments. One of the punishments of the Nachash is that you're going to eat offer. So the Gemara Yuma, on the top of Ayin Heim and Aleph, points out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this curse, but on the other hand, eating offer is always available. You can find offer wherever. It's the most available food on the planet. So Isaac Varka said, 1 second, so this isn't so bad. So that's great. Food's always available. The classic Mepharshim deal with that also. The classic Mepharshim talk about the fact that it's a degrading food and it's so on and so forth. Isaac Varka said it takes you back to earlier in the Parsha of Bereishis. Adam Ayin Lavos Adama. There's Chazal comment that HaKadosh Baruch was waiting for Adam's tefillos. Telling the Nachash you'll have Afar means you're always taken care of and I'm checked out. There's no tefillah, there's no connection. HaKadosh Baruch will take care of him. He has the Afar and he never has need and he's disconnected from the Bnei Shalom. I was thinking that sort of resonated with this comment of the Malbim. That if my experience is the first of the sorts of distance that the Malbim sees in these psukim, the shikchas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of like feel as though he stepped away from me. So Eitzos Benafshi, I feel like I'm taking care of myself, and even if things are working out, but I'm sad fundamentally because because I'm like, okay, I'm on my own and things are working out, but I'm not connected to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I feel like that nachash. So again, the first two psukim are just taking stock of how we feel and giving words to these feelings of loneliness, these feelings of disconnect, these feelings of where are you? Adana, where for how much longer, where are we going, where are you? And then as you move to the middle of the parak, to the bakashos, after sort of taking stock of my feelings and giving words to my feelings, then I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different way, and I say, I have things to ask of you. It's interesting to see what it is that we ask. And the Malbim understands that once again, the two types of asks for the two different experiences. If it's a feeling of, I feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu just disconnected from me, so Pasuk Dali, we say, Habita, Aneni Hashem Elokai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at me. Stop ignoring me. Stop being so distant. Look at me. Answer me. Ha'ira Einai. And it, give add more light to my eyes. Penishan Amavas. It's such a powerful phrase. Rashi says, well, Yushena here has been used as a sleep, is to sleep death. Rashi says, well, we're using sleep as a metaphor for death. But again, I think it fits well with the Malbim. I don't think he makes this point, but the first experience he's describing is a sort of like a feeling as though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is disconnected from me. It's almost like not just a physical death, but just sort of feeling like flat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring light back into my eyes. Answer me. Speak to me. Respond to me. Let's reconnect. And Pasuk Hey is in response to the second type of experience. It's the experience that I feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very connected, but with the Charonaf, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very connected, but right now in an Onesh mode. So then the response is, you know, dial back that Onesh. Dial back. Don't let the Oivim get so far. Don't let the Oivim say. And I would add more to both of these Bakashos. It's interesting to note that in the Pasuk Dalet, Habita Aneni Hashem Elokai is you Hashem, please look. You Hashem, please answer. But Ha'ira Einai, not only that I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look at me, very visual metaphor, but I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to also put light in my eyes. Enlighten my eyes. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pay more attention and I want to be able to sense it. You look at me and allow me to see it. Habita, you look. And Ha'ira Einai, add the light to my eyes that I can also notice and feel and sense and appreciate and understand. And then in dealing with Pasuk Hey, the Malbim says something eerie almost. Peno Yoma, this is again the Bakasha that corresponds to the second experience. If my experience is that there's a Hester Panim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is engaged with me, but in an Onesh fashion, in a Charonah fashion, Pen Yomari V'yichalkiv, lest my Oyev, my enemy, say, I bested him, I got him. Sara Yagilu Ki Emot, lest my enemies be glad because I've fallen apart. So Malbim says, as he often is very sensitive to the use of synonyms, we're just repeating ourselves, a Tsar and an Oyev, which are the pairs you find in elsewhere also in Megillas Esther. So the Malbim says, what's the difference between a Tsar and an Oyev? Sound like they're more or less the same thing. See, he suggests that Oyev is a feeling. Someone who hates me. Doresh ra'aso. He wants me to experience bad stuff. But he doesn't actually do anything about it. The Malbim suggests, but a tsar, someone who's actually metzir, who actually is oppressing. Two types of enemies. The ones that are Meitzer Bepoel, the ones who actually oppress the Jewish people, and the ones who just cheer on the oppression of the Jewish people. They're not actually doing anything, but they're the Oivim. They're Doresh Ra'asenu. And it's remarkable. He says, so what are they each saying? What's the the Jew in this mizmor is worried, David HaMelech, and Jews throughout Galios. The Oyvim, the ones who are hands off, they might just say nasty things and have nasty rallies. They don't actually raise a hand to us, but they're going to say, Yechaltiv. You see, I did it. You see, I accomplished something. I didn't lift a finger. But the Oyvim will say, Yechaltiv. See, I had an impact, a negative impact on the Jew. And on the other hand, he says, we're worried that the tsarim, the ones who are, Rahman al-Tlan, the terrorists who are hands-on, they might be happy, glee, over ki emot. That ki emot means I fell apart on my own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't let the oyevim, all those who root against us, don't let them say, you see, we rooted against the Jews and we knocked the Jews down with our insidious rooting. And don't let the terrorists say, you see, the Jews did it to themselves. They fell apart. Sounds eerily. Don't let the Oyvim say, you see, the Jews were, we caught them napping. And they weren't paying attention and we got them. Wow. And as Rashi said, this is Bishvil Kol Yisrael Nemar. So these feelings of the first two segments of the Mizmar, the feelings, the questioning, the wondering, and the of either, as the Malbim said, either feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just distant, or feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hands-on but in a charon af onish fashion. And then the Bakasha, we turn to, first we just give words to our feelings, and to our distance, and to our pain, and to our loneliness, and then we say that we daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the middle. Habita aneinu Kadosh Baruch Hu, look at me. Kadosh Baruch Hu, allow me to see you. Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't let this go. This charon af, this onesh, the way the oyvim are treating me and the tsarim, both of them. Don't let it go from bad to worse. And then we close with a sunshine pasuk. Then we close with positivity. And I, he says, I have bitacha, I rely on your chesed. My heart is glad. My heart is glad in your Yeshua. I will sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for he is taking care of me. So, two perspectives in that final pasuk. The Malbim and Reb Chaim Brisker. The Malbim says, Another synonym, there are many words for joy in Biblical Hebrew. So the Malbim suggests that Gila, which is the one that's being used here, Yagel, Ibi, Bishua, Secha, Tzara, Yagilu, both, they have Gila, and we daven for Gila, we have Gila. He says Gil, or Gila, is specifically the joy of a surprise. When something happened, the happy response is something that didn't see coming. It's interesting. A piece of what he says is, I had bitachon. I knew and I believed that your chesed was there, but still yageli bi bishua sechi. Even if I have bitachon, but when you actually save me, there's like a burst of happy surprise joy. As much as I know in my head that Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking care and there's going to be Yeshua, but when the Yeshua comes, I still didn't expect it. And maybe because as much bitachon as we have, it's still hard to have. Chazanish points out, we have different amounts of bitachon. It's hard to, I know in my head that Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of, but I don't feel in my kishkas. And when a taka does happen, I'm like, wow, I'm happily caught by surprise. And then Reb Chaim is quoted by various Talmidim, son and other Talmidim, they quote, various Talmidim quote the Brisker Rav, and the name is Father Reb Chaim, saying that the pasuk is presenting two stages. I am happy now. I have an inner joy because I'm botech in your chesed. But at the same time, ashir al Hashem, to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's only kigamal alai. Only once it's actually happened. Once it's actually happened, at that point I can sing. Even beforehand, the David reminds himself, even beforehand, I know, I have bitachon, I don't see it. I'm asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, let me see, show me. I want to see you watching me. Oh, enlighten my eyes. I don't see it, but I know, and there's a certain inner gila in knowing that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. As I said before, that the Shechinta Begalusa, I know that you're with me, even though you're hidden, and that it's an inner gila. But the expression, but the singhal only comes later. And that's why we say different types of brachas and different types of experiences. We believe that kol bayin dav rachman l'tav avid. We believe that everything Kadosh Baruch Hu does is ultimately for the best. But we do not make a hatov v'ameitav on sad news. We make a dayin ha'emes on sad news. We shall explain, because the brachas correspond to our experience and our perspective. And we don't see sad things as being happy. Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the show, but our experience is dayin ha'emes. So there may be an inner gila, but there's not going to be an outer joy. And it captures, as we said before, Pasuk Dalet. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be able, you pay attention to me, and I want you to show me, Ha'ira Einai, I want to understand, I don't see. I know, but I don't see. And it takes us back to the beginning, the Adana. That's what this Mizmor starts with. I don't get it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, till when? Till when? Yeah, Yageli B'Bishosech. I know that you're taking care of me. I know that you're there. Hesker Pani means you're still there, but you're hiding. But I'm still experiencing pain. I'm experiencing uncertainty. And that's a reality. So there may be an inner gila, but there isn't going to be a shira until it's all over, until everything becomes clear. And then finally, Shimshon Pinkus quotes that Rizkarov's son, Meir Salvechik, asked him that in Divrei Yamin Beis, Perek Chaf, in the story of Yehoshaphat, Yehoshaphat is one of the Malchi Yehuda, and they're attacked by Ammon and Moab, and he gathers the army, and they're ready to go, and then the Navi comes and says, stand down. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. And they begin to sing Shira, even before the Yeshua came. So Meir Salvechik said, it's against Reb Chaim. And the answer of Shimshon Pinkus says is because there, that was a unique case. They were told, don't do anything. They were told, your job is done. Yeshua hasn't actually happened yet, but your job is done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of everything. At that point, the Yeshua is as good as having arrived. But under normal circumstances, that's not the case. Under normal circumstances, we do have a lot. No Navi has told us, stand down and Yeshua will come with Nisan Gleam. We have plenty yet to do. Our brothers in Gaza are very much hands-on. We're seeking to do whatever little we can do significantly, but from the side. We have plenty yet to do. So I have bitachon. I have a lot of questions. I know in my head that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. And that can give me a certain degree of comfort and serenity and an inner gila. And we look forward in Mirat Hashem very soon where we will have experience, where we will have done our part. And we will see a Kadosh Baruch Hu bring Yeshua so and Yeshua seino. Then Ashira El Hashem Ki Gamala, then we will be thrilled to break out in an expression of a halal and shira in response to witnessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua may come, Mirat Hashem, very, very soon.